Today is February 15th, 1981, and this is Bob May. I'm with Lucy Puce and Catherine Andrews. Lucy's going to tell a few stories in Indian. Yeah, she's going to talk about the guy that does everything backwards.
Oh, Grandma used to say, "Oh, they hate him." Now, if they're eating, and he comes in. Well, the man would tell him, "Oh, I'll just in time, sit down, eat, he turn around, goes out." Then when he comes in and tell him, "Don't eat, go out," he sits down. Grandma says, "He's naturally that way, he's not making it up. He sits that way all through, ever since he was little."
I see.
She used to name the guy, but I don't know, ma'am. Well, maybe some of them I'll miss it, maybe some of them I'll tell.
Okay. You can tell a little bit about him in Indian, huh? Talk
in
about
Indian?
Him. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so many stories that Grandpa and Grandma used to tell us, and gee, I forgot.
Yeah.
Just very few that are still not remembered.
You can go ahead and tell that story about the guy that does everything backwards in Indian. Like how he'd say somebody was dead, or they'd ask him if somebody was dead, and
yeah,
in
the
Indian.
Woman got killed.
Right, in Indian.
The horse ran over it. They would kill him. They should take him away. Is this thing going to work?
It's working. It's on. It's going.
What, you want me to talk in Indian?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try to take my sweater, maybe I'll get more power. Oh, whoops, suit.
Okay.
Let's see. So, did we, yeah. Is it close enough?
Yeah. Okay.
So did we Then the muskel to me, that's a little bit of a scene. The muskel to me, that's a little Now, yeah, it's on them. Oh, I put to get a little bit of a crackle squeezing at Suisu Otska. I was a journey. Could not in the old wood and twist extracts eating. Oh, I got crackles. Good to eating. Netsia wasn't my sinny Netsia. What skilled me got the difference chairs? As to miss them. What it's the hopeless Nuxcalix. Rinch chairs rubs my me, dummy sila. Dummy sila. Rinch chair. Scarcely what was skill. My that is the short story.
Okay, was that all about that guy? Does everything backwards, or what was he talking about? Is he a... No, it's Suyapi.
Suyapi. long time, you know, a family like us and her children and grandparents were all gathered up in winter in one place. They'll stay there till summertime comes. And they always have their horses somewhere. So they told them, well, I guess it's time to get the horses. So the guy went, he was had a horse. He chased the horses and told the people, well, you lined up here, so maybe we can catch them that way. Scared them back this way and this way. We'll catch them. So this crazy thing went and stand. There's a woman close to him. There the horses were just running fast. And they all went like that, all joint. And the horses come in and he was standing there. And one horse run that way and they told him, "Lay more that way, run!" He said, "Down." He said, "Down." Then the lady was next to him. This horse bumped. The woman, she fall, and the other horse tramp on her, and she was dead.
Oh, no.
All his fault. He was sure awful. They would scold him. He wouldn't say nothing. You got to duck backwards before he can do something. If you want him to do something, tell him, don't do it. Then he'll do it. But if you tell him, do this, he wouldn't do it. He'd stand there. No. That's a short story. That's all that.
Did you, Grandma, when you talk, you didn't tell about the time that somebody was really sick and he was supposed to tell everybody that he was sick, and then he went and they said, "Well, how is he?" And he said, "Well, he's just fine. He's getting better." You remember that one about him? That was about that same guy, I'm sure it was. You remember that, Captain? Yeah, there's some more too like that, similar kind of things. Do you know any more about him, where he did things backwards, Grandma? Any more stories about that guy?
I don't know.
No, because so you took that net, that's why he was little me could talk about him sound high. That's his gentle shape, but he died
face that. Oh, yeah. One lady or a man told him. Mm-hmm. Told him. Going down. So which my is as Mirti. The other Jnak doesn't there. Oh. So he Otskills. Oh, I sip it. What last chitch. Otskill. Oh, he's ten the most. Oh, it's not so soon to me. Hot stitch, da. As milked it, so say. Got cuts, calls them resets. I'll got the soldiers, general. As milked it, and I'm cut a hoy. Got hoy to scally. Slack commissly as milked it. Oust must out. That's I am a little hoy. Clear tie out and put to his lock and say. That's about the dead person. You know, they told him to go and tell the news. The guy didn't know him, he said. So you go and tell the news, that's pretty sick. So they expect him to live. So he went out and sat down outside. They wait for the other camps, wasn't very far. What's the matter with him? Did he go? The other guy went out. No, he's sitting down out here. Well, you go yourself. And he went. Oh, he's dirty. He's dirty. Told him the news to tell the pretty sick, they're not expecting to live. Hurry. He went out and sat down. They wait. Gee, it took him a long time. Long time, the people now, if I was sick here, and she would say, "My ma is pretty sick," then in short time, there'll be 5, 6, 10 people here want to see me till I passed away. Oh, he was awful. He was awful on everything. They would tell him to get some, go and get some water. And he'll give him the pail, some kind of a pail. He'll set it there and sit down. Then they'll tell him, don't get no water. Then he'll jump up and grab the pail and run down and get some water. Oh, he was just awful.
Did you ever know him?
No.
He was before you.
My grandma was young when her parents were telling this story. That's way back.
Oh, I see, way back.
Old story.
Okay. Let's get a couple other stories, too. You're telling me a little short story yesterday about Isaac and his sister and how her sister got grabbed by the ghost. Tell that story in Indian.
Oh, but Isaac Camille?
Yeah.
All right. But not just him, so teachers, and them good schools. And the same good one teacher got that she's stuck teaching them to school to be hard, I say. I got quiz school teachers got that out depths. Oh, I got that cool one teachers. Scree to which is as called to me to Napoop, some good and sent us them to a quizty. To him and them to ask it says so. Kunna muuttiin jäästä. Et saatko se. Sunti mun jatkeltu meuk. Kuistat kuis. Siis kuis. Seis kuantaan. Sitse. Ei et kutip. Et kutip. Et saat saa hevosin ulk. Sunti mun kutsu kuis kutsu sieni. Kuantum kuin sitse kutsu kuis. Kutsu kuis kuis. Kuis kuin Sukun kutsu kuis. Tappista kuis. Tappista Suntum, aha, that's kelly. We're son of Scotia. Cutinal, cutinal. Oh, I'll tell you what's good to schools. Hi. That's it, Instum. Oh, it's a put as in a conaito, scally. That's in a conaito, still come. It has helped me when I say. Still come. That short story. Yeah, his mother told him to watch his sister wherever she goes, you know. And when they were walking, and just at once that man come out from the brush and he grabbed his sister. Then he stand and looks at this guy, how he looks and everything. He was tall. He looked at this guy and this guy told him, you go on home, don't say nothing, I'll grab you too. He says, I'm the ghost. Then he started crying, run back to their camp. When he got back, his mother told him, what's the matter with you? Well, he says, the ghost got away with my sister. And he told me, if I stay there, he's going to grab me too, so I ran back. Then finally they had the medicine dance, a long house, long teepee. They were dancing, I don't know how many days they used to dance, good many days. He looked, that's the guy that was holding my sister. He touched his ma, that's the ghost, that's the ghost, that's the ghost, that's the ghost grabbed my sister. Everybody looked at him, you know, a big crowd dancing like the warrior dance, but all lined up and dancing. And he kept saying, he told his ma, that's the ghost grabbed my sister. And he told me, if I stay there, he's going to grab me too. That's him. And oh gosh, I bet that man felt cheap. That's a short story. That's Isaac Mills.
Yesterday you were telling a story about Mary Moon and her little sardine can that she wanted for her dish.
Oh.
Could you tell that little story in Indian?
Yeah.
In Scottish.
That's in Topia. In Topia. When she put sardine. What I quick was when I said to me, I'd walk see it in the sardine, to scan that. Oh, she, Mr. Moses, oh, I said, oh, it's in them great, it's twelves. It's quite and it's known to us. It's twelve. Dark, crack, perfect, crack, perfect, crack, I said. So in them, that's the present, that looks like an apple, that's Mary Moon. Mary Moon. Most everybody knows. I got to know her. She was pretty old. Her hair was almost yellow. Her hair was white and changed. She was blind, but she was healthy. She could get up. And my grandma was taking care of her. That was her auntie. Then they put a rope right by the door. But she can go, you know, if she wants to go to the toilet. Those days there was no toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Then she keeps on all right. And she was the one, that Mary Moon. Yeah, she kept that little dish, little can that she didn't want Grandma to throw it away.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You got any more stories about Mary Moon? Tell some more about Mary Moon.
Yeah.
In Indian.
Long time right at
Scotty.
Where about, let's see, what the heck they call that place now. It's between the Ford and Lone Lake. They used to have their camps there, you know. I don't know why they have their camps there. And she got to be, come to be a young lady. And they had to, a little teepee way far from the camp. She'll have to stay there till she gets over it. And early in the morning, she had to get up and pack wood for every camp. Pack wood and put it there and put it there and put it there and put it there. Then she's done. Then she'll go ahead and run as fast as she can. Then make a wish for everything for her to live till she gets old, you know. An old stump of just yellow. She'd go and rub herself on that. She says, I wish I could be like this old. Then she'd put her little dress, she'd put a rock belt here and put a couple of rocks here. And she'd run as fast as she can, loosen her belt and the rocks drop. She says, perhaps if I get some babies, it'd be easy for me. I wouldn't have no trouble. Oh, she wished for everything. Then she has to pack that wood every morning, maybe 9 days, 10 days. And her mother combed her hair like this and braided tight and put sharp to stick and put it here. If her head is, she has to take that stick. She wouldn't spoil her hair.
Well, she's a stick to scratch
uh-huh.
her head.
Then she has it right here. Then she has it. Grandma said, I'd braid your hair and just fix it, roll it like this, and roll it tight and put that stick there. And she has to use that if her head gets itchy. Yeah, that's Mary Moon.
In Indian now.
In Indian. What we want in.
That's what I wanted.
Sweet to miss. Sweet to miss. But the cool to. Was cocky. Put to school, it's what we quacked, got possession. So now can settle at the drop can ask what jump and sit still looks. Nestle for noise and good. What if John suit? She has the hooked to set a hoy to mach a curry. Couldn't trick him, Mr. Mary Moon. And that's Mary Moon. She wished for everything, and she did reach. She was pretty old. Pretty old. She was my great grandma.
Her great grandma.
Mm-hmm. That was my that was my grandma's auntie. That's her ma's first cousin. Yeah, she was pretty old.
Let's see if this is working.
Put him in jail?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. He happened to see the spiral. It was etched in Sandro's hat. It says, Quill. It's a top looks over to Kin. Lock so quartz. It's the youth, miss. Yard, a hastily a scatly says that's a art of certain. I could do just how no wishes the a clear shoot. That's not loopsies, quill, quill, loin, aces. Oed let si stalks yn aesis. Oed o dros mwgwn nhw'n ymdrwyd chwatch yn llagat. Oed li estach edd. Oed yn lyd jaws gwn nhw'n. Oed o all chwyd o chyli boed i'n tawn am e. Yn llch bwbs yn lled. Stad. Snaw llwbs i'n stad yn tawn. Nad llch gaid yn gwyd. Hot can I'm good at a chapel some joe so keen. Oh, who is town? Squish what is a squish of snap can the blood sucking them. Quite a strand yak was called Howie. Stab. The Anxenompton. In Xenompton is too mist. Damn skulls could he shoot? Da, say. Matters by all wishing lowers returned from top nest equilum. Stock wished and answered, had his stump shoot. Ah, got up an ass me, what is she used him? Sent me to act quite who in good not loops him, the ducks not loops from the merchant scene. Oh, yes, who quite a standard of his network holds in them. She should see a question that she had really to spy all. Spiles, hatlesses. But not go cold in them. But not squishy cat, hatless. Yeah, that's that guy. When he dressed up with that underclothes. Those two pieces, you know.
Long red underwear, yeah.
Yeah, underwear. And he bought that other thing for his belt hanging down here. And got a wide hat on, walking on the street.
Eagle
and they, the police seen him, said, what's the matter with that Indian? Looked at him, sure enough, that's underwear, clothes. Grabbed him, told him, what's the matter with you? Why? That's underclothes. No, the Mexican use that. Oh, no, Mexican use different. They fix it naturally tight, you know, on their legs. Oh. And their shirts is different made. And they have that white hat and a belt on. But this one is underclothes. Now you go back home and put a pants on. If you don't, I'll put you in jail. So he went home and he told the people, I almost got in jail. Why? Because I thought I was going dressed up like a Mexican. But I almost got in jail. I have to wear my pants.
Grandma, you should tell a story about, just a little short story about The guy that got the wash basin and drilled, put some holes in it and used it for a hat. For the wash basin, you know what I'm talking
about? Oh, yes.
Yeah, an Indian.
He went to, they were camping right at Little Spokane, you know, that 9 mile bridge that out of creek, they call it Little Spokane. They had a fish trap there, trapping the steelheads. And there's all kinds of camps. And they go across, they take their horses and make it across. And there's two buildings at Spokane, a tavern and grocery store. And they often go down there and they try that basin. So he seen this basin. He looked at it, gee, it's bright, you know, really tin. Mm-hmm. I seen them. We had a basin like that, tin. It's just thin, like those pie plates, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's big. He looked at it. Oh, gosh, that must be a hat, you know. When I come to know, lots of the people around here don't know a hat. They have a little fur or something around their heads. So he bought it. When he got back to the camp, he put the holes on each side, and he put the string put on. He says, now I got a hat. They laugh at him and they told him, no, that's a basin, wash basin. No, that's a hat. So he got a hat of a wash basin. This shine, see that he had something. Yeah.
Did we ever get that story about the lady that went to the dump and she found a toilet seat? You remember that story? She found a toilet seat with the hole and the back on it, and she was gonna, what was she gonna use that for, to make a grave marker or something?
Yeah.
Put some flowers inside the hole, and you know what I'm talking about, Grandma? You remember that story? The toilet seat the lady found at the dump and hauled it on her horse to the cemetery.
Oh, it's got, yeah, that's Josie Moore's mother. He's still alive, the Josie Moore's mother. She went to, she asked, what's her name? Len. Who is this? This old lady got this from the dumping ground. He said they could use it for a stone for her husband. Her husband passed away. And the other people told him, no, that white people use it for toilet. She says, no, but look how pretty it is. It's just white. I'll just put it on his grave. That's good, but it's stone. He told him, no. So many of those people told him, no, you better not put it on. So I guess finally she didn't. Yeah. That's Josie Moore's mother. She He's still alive. He's all in one that's love. And he bluffs auntie.
You should, Grandma, an Indian, you should tell that story about Esther in her hot pants and now Willie was looking at her. In Indian, in Scotty.
STEM questions. Oh! See, Esther. It's happen, Esther. That's something, Oh, that's also snacks. Yeah, that's really the Esther.
Yeah, that's good enough. You don't have to tell me this.
Well, she looks awful. I know when I was there, she's dressed like that. This little short hot pants. Then she put this tight. Nothing on her. Got morning slip. Her legs are so slim. Gee, it is like crane. I just look at her to myself. My butt, she's awful. Awful. So skinny. Then Willie, oh my, he had his eye on her, making fun of her. Oh, that's Esther and Willie.
You should, Grandma, you should tell a story about how a woodpecker, was that Kulkuleche? Is that? Yeah. Kulkuleche, how she used to kill people,
no.
And then coyote.
Kulkuleche is a woodpecker. Woodpecker, what can I still come in Peru?